Well, of course, would he call him? I don't know who in the world called him. So we start again, arguing in front of the agency, question to the non-Indians, that they left us alone, and they were the one that doing all the talking, you know, the agency. Finally, the agency told the settlers who were there, about two or three of them. I couldn't recall who they were, but I knew them, but I don't remember their name. Anyway, well, we are the Indian agency. We're gonna defend the Indians. We are supposed to. We are paid by the government to work for the Indians. And from here on, you have nothing to do with the Indians. We're gonna bring a suit against you, non-Indians. That was the end of it. Our meeting. It's me. And right the next day, they had court, day and night. They want to finish this case fast, I guess. And believe me, they wake me out 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and they haven't the meeting where they come and ask me, and I have to get up, tell them, you know. Well, anyway, they see what's going on like that, day and night. Daytime they come over, but none of the Indians went over there. That's the time they parted the church, boy. Yeah, there. In about 4 days and a half, around about 2:30, they brought a message. Well, Martin, land is yours, both up to 65 acres are yours. You won the case. That's the time the Indians were happy, boy. They think that they were, oh boy, they were proud. Uh-huh. So anyway, so from there on, in about, oh, you'll see the article, the newspaper, Tuchukin in the warfare and doing this and all that. And some of these settlers took their wives in Pecos way out there that we were in the warfare. That the Indians were going up there every night surrounding Mitchell's track, you know, and Newman's house. That we go nighttime out there and everything, tomahawk, yelling war whoop, all that in the paper. I kept that paper, but that thing is lost, you know. God, I'm sorry that I don't know where in Dickin that went. You ought to see that in the article. God, battle against the Indians. So, in about 2 days, San Juan officers came over, governor and the office staff. And we wondered why they want a meeting. So we called a meeting for them. Well, at that time, you know, people here, they don't have a job out of town. They're always ready when they are called in there. So they start talking and they gave their reason why they were here. Well, we come here to help you people, according to the newspaper. We didn't like it. If you are in a war fence, we're standing behind. And we got to send a message to the whole area, all the Tewa people. We want to help you. The Juan Ren got his stomach in front of me, like we. Let's see who. If we get killed, all of us, then they can handle the land, but we got to defend. Oh, yeah. So that's why you came over. Said, nothing going on here. There's no warfare. We're fighting for our land in the right way, not with gun or bow and arrow, anything like that. So they were all laughing there. Because they believe the paper, you know. And then besides that, nobody, no Christian town from here in 2 days, who were up there busy, you know, and all this. And So they really thought that there was, we were in the warpath.
Do you remember the name of the governor from San Juan that came over?
I think his name was Ramos Archuleta, I think he was named, his name, Ramos Archuleta. He was the governor. So, we got along after that. Later on, about 2 months, well, not exactly 2 months, the gossip was all over, you know, and up towns, everywhere, everyone learning about the Shuki, how we were up here, to come up here to see, find out what's going on, all that. Then in about a week, Mr. Collier came over from Taos. He used to spend summer up there. He's from Mill Valley that time. And he stopped at the governor's house, and I was home that time, and they called me over, so I went. And governor said, "Well, son," he said, "these two men want to talk something about the land." "All right, we'll talk to them." Johnson was there, the agency, and Hubbard. They both came with Mr. Collier. My, that Collier, he got a brown sweater, you know. It's funny the way he got this sweater halfway buttoned, hanging one side way over here, and hair way down, and cigarettes, and asking questions. And then he'd bite his, he got a habit, bite his shirt like that, you know. And once in a while, he's nervous like. I told my father-in-law, "I don't know if this man, whether he's a man that's going to help me, look more like a tramp." I said to myself that. I fooled myself that time. But I think the agents were kind of suspicious of me because I wasn't talking very much. "Well, I don't know," I said, "well, I'm just giving you, just like it, you know, one after another." Finally, Johnson asked Harvard to go out there and tell me to. "Tell everything what's happened. This is the people that are going to help you Indian. These people, this man is not from here, he comes from California. That a big organization, before he came, he knew about this, what is going on."
Now, was this the Board of Indian Commissioners or was this another organization?
No, this is the Federation Women's Club.
Ah, okay, right.
That's where Mrs. Adrie, her name's in there, I'll show you that's what. Finally, I told everything what happened, just the way I told you the story here, that this is what happened when Mr. Hubbard told me not to be afraid. So that's the time when about they left. But about a month, he came up here with a lawyer. That was Charlie Elkins. Came up here for more information, and I gave them all what happened. And went back home. And then another month, he came with another lawyer. I couldn't recall this man's name. Had a funny name. I couldn't remember. Well, anyway, we went over there. Went home, Then another, a month, he came with another young lawyer. Oh, this upset my head this time. He's from Washington, Philip Cohen. No, this man really... Get a little girl one up. Nick, a little girl. Looks like his grandfather.
Now, the second meeting you had with Collier before Philip Cohen came.
Yeah, that was before.
Okay, what was that meeting about?
It's the meeting about, you know, when Charlie Eckes was here.
Yeah.
He brought from California. They just want to know, investigating the whole situation about this land.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the last one was, he was the last one, Philip Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, really smart man. Young father, he's a young. So that's the time when John Collier got busy.
Mm-hmm.
And went around.
Now, was this before or after the Lands Board was created?
This was before.
Before, okay.
Before. We are the one that started the Tsuki, this little pueblo, start this fight. Everybody thought that little pueblo was brave, you know, all that. They just stood like a man and looked at the big population, how they are surrounded with Spanish and white people, all that. And they were surprised. So, John Collier, going to Congress, wrote this matter up here.
Goodbye,
honey.
Goodbye.
So he, I guess, be working very hard, working and then go to California. Finally, this thing has been growing up and they finally organized a big group. Like, what you call the Indian Defense Association. American Indian Defense Association, yeah.
Defense
Association.
Okay, now this consisted of Collier and Cohen.
Collier and Cohen and Charlie Alkin. And the women's club is behind that. They are the one that... And the women's club elect John Collier as secretary. He was the secretary for the organization. So then, that's the time it really affected all over the pueblo. He investigated in Washington and he got the Congress. He worked the Congress up. Congress don't know what's going on here and all that. And he really worked hard. At the time, when they were talking about the Burson Bill, I think they were starting creating, but before that, they investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Congress sent congressmen over here to investigate in Santo Domingo. What's going on, what and all this and that.
Now, was this the Board of Indian Commissioners that was investigating?
Yeah, this is the government.
Now, would it have been General Hugh Scott?
Well, it's not the, I don't know what it is, but it was Congress, you know,
okay.
In Washington. The senators and the congressmen and all that. Congressmen from New Mexico, senators.
I see.
They came here to investigate in Santo Domingo. All the 19 pueblos were present there. And he's been telling us what is going on and all this and that. And we had meetings and meetings. I couldn't recall how many meetings. Finally, when this investigation came, we select three persons to be the spokesman.